From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Do you often start your day feeling tired? Do you ever fall asleep at work? Do you sometimes just feel out of it, as if your brain is still asleep even though your body is awake? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you might be suffering from what researchers call social jet lag. And help might come from simply changing your work hours. Till Roenberg is a German chronobiologist. Chrono comes from the Greek root word chronos and means time. So a chronobiologist is a scientist that studies the states of being awake and being asleep. Mr. Roenberg says that many people are working at times that don't match their body's natural sleep-wake cycle. This natural cycle is called the circadian rhythm. Mr. Roenberg says when your work schedule conflicts with your body's inner clock, it leads to extreme tiredness, similar to jet lag.
Meaning your body clock would give you the optimal window for sleeping, let's say between midnight and 8 o'clock, or even later, that your social schedules would like you to fall asleep at 10 o'clock and get up at 6 o'clock because of work times, for example. And that discrepancy is very like a jet lag situation.
With jet lag, people feel extremely tired when they travel by air far distances. They end up in a place where the sleep-wake cycle is different from their own. Till Roenberg led researchers in a study at Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich, Germany. They studied social jet lag among workers at a steel company in Europe. Factory workers were given work times that matched their natural sleeping habits. Supervisors did not force the so-called night owls, people who like to stay awake at night, to get up early for work. On the other hand, supervisors also did not force early risers, sometimes called larks, to work late. Changing the schedules of the workers to fit their lifestyles improved their sense of well-being, says scientist Mr. Roenberg.
They sleep almost up to an hour longer on work days and therefore much shorter on their free days. And normally people have to catch up on their sleep loss on their work-free days, and we have shortened sleep on work-free days and lengthened the sleep on work days.
In other words, with the extra hour of sleep, workers reported feeling more rested. They also reported having small improvements in their general well-being. However, Mr. Roenberg says, the night owls did not report the same level of improvement. This suggests that nighttime work is hard on everyone. He adds that employees who wake up after better rest are more productive.
We still have to convince the employers that this is financial benefits for them. And of course the workers too, that it is of health benefits for them too. So this is just the beginning, and that's why we went into a large industry to do this experiment, to show that it works.
The study was published in the journal Current Biology. Till Roenberg and his team now plan to experiment with mice to investigate a suspected link between social jet lag and health problems, including obesity. I'm Anna Mateo. Is your work schedule making you feel out of it? Are you a night owl or a lark? Let us know in the comments section. And now for words in this story. Out of it, adjective, idiomatic. Not thinking clearly. For example, I'm so out of it this morning. I poured orange juice in my coffee instead of milk. Jet lag, noun, a tired and unpleasant feeling that you sometimes get when you travel by airplane to a place that is far away. Circadian rhythm, noun, physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow a roughly 24-hour cycle, responding primarily to light and darkness in an organism's environment. Cycle, noun, a set of events or actions that happen again and again in the same order. Shift, noun, the scheduled period of time during which a person works.